track four. We'll continue with the news items. Christmas joy for Tesco voucher winner Susan. Christmas came early for Mid-Devon Advertiser reader Susan Shute when she was picked as the winner of the Tesco Kingstainton Christmas draw. Susan was among 1,500 shoppers who entered the free draw in the Mid-Devon Advertiser to win a £50 Tesco gift card to spend on festive goodies ahead of Christmas. Jeanette Parker, community champion at the Tesco Kingstainton Superstore, said, "Susan said she was absolutely delighted to win the prize because she hardly ever wins anything. I hope she and her family enjoy her gifts from us." There's a picture of Susan receiving her prize from Tesco Kingstainton Superstore manager Stuart Bennett.
Meet Ashburton's 1,203rd Portreeve, a role that dates back to a time when Egbert, King of Wessex, was on the throne, has been filled in Ashburton. During the town's annual Court and Law Day ceremony, held as tradition decrees on the fourth Tuesday in November, Catherine Pugh was sworn into office and became the town's 1,203rd Portreeve. Also being sworn at the same ceremony was Martin Brooks, who now holds the position of Master Bailiff. Ashburton has had a Portreeve since 820 AD and is the only town in England to retain that office through an Act of Parliament. As they undertake their duties, the Portreeve is supported by their Master Bailiff, who will take over the role of Portreeve at the end of their term. Historically, the Master Bailiff ensured that the decisions of the court were actioned and was responsible for summoning the jury and performing any arrests ordered by the court. These days, Ashburton's Portreeve is the head of one of only a very small number of ancient courts that have statutory authority to operate. The courts, leet and baron, may sit for the appointment of a Portreeve and other officers and for the taking of presentments. The Portreeve is also a social head of the town, attending community or fundraising events for the courts and other organisations, and together with the mayor, representing the town. And there's a photograph of Ashburton's Portreeve, Catherine Pugh, with Master Bailiff Martin Brooks.
Seaside town suffers as Devon County Council childcare crisis deepens. Six new potential childminders have come forward in Dawlish in a bid to meet the chronic shortage of provision in Devon. The crisis in childcare has been most clear in the seaside town, where the town council has made its own efforts to recruit more childminders. Dawlish has been highlighted over the last year for its lack of provision for parents and identified as one of the hot spots in the county where families struggle. Devon County Council has revealed the county has lost almost 50 childcare providers in a year. There are now 47 fewer childcare settings, which includes childminders and out-of-school clubs, in spite of the number of people needing free childcare. The drop means there are now 1,274 childcare providers in the county. Although the number of under 5-year-olds in Devon has fallen by 751 this year, the portion of such children entitled to care is high. The percentage of 2-year-olds in funded places was 86%, higher than the 72% national average, while 3- and 4-year-olds taking up early years funding at 96% was also higher than the 92% national figure. Requests for the 30-hour free childcare entitlement had also risen. In spite of the drop in provider numbers and a slight fall in the number of settings securing a good or outstanding rating from education regulator Ofsted, county councillors were asked to agree that the county's childcare provision was sufficient. The council is not responsible for providing childcare itself, but has a duty to support the sector. But Dawlish councillor Martin Wrigley, deputy leader of the Liberal Democrats, expressed his frustration at the report and wants more work done. He said, "This report is vitally important to children and young parents of this county, and it is atrocious. There's no other word for it. It says overall there is a sufficient level of childcare, but there is a lack of out-of-school provision, a decrease in providers rated good or excellent." He highlighted Dawlish, where he said just one nursery and three childminders were available for a population of roughly 15,000 people. He said, for a town that has had 2,000 to 3,000 new homes in recent years, with young families coming to the town, it is not sufficient. I raised a fuss about this last year and had an instant response saying action would be taken. But over the year, there have been lots of attempts, and only in the last few weeks has there been any action. Councillor Wrigley added that the town's mayor had met with schools recently, which led to six possible new childminders being identified. He asked, but why did it take a year for that to happen? Dawlish Town Council has made its own calls to address the crisis. Members backed an appeal to improve provision for parents earlier this year after Devon County Council identified the town as being a hotspot area where childcare is badly lacking. A total of 15 areas were highlighted. Recruitment and retention of childcare staff, partly caused by low levels of pay amid the rising cost of living and lack of affordable housing, is also highlighted in the report. The council said it is seeking to promote childminding and had removed its fees for a training course aimed at people interested in taking up the vocation.
The next headline is Lights Canada Action. Canada Hills School had two Christmas performances for families to enjoy this year. The children in year 3 and 4 put on a musical extravaganza entitled Lights Camels Action, with a strictly come dancing theme. The nativity story was told through song and dance, complete with hosts and judges. The early years and KS1 children performed Manger Mouse, a show not performed at the school for 10 years. The shows were performed over 4 evenings in the school hall, which had been festooned with decorations made by the children, all in a red and white Scandi theme.
Radical changes needed for more. An independent review investigating Dartmoor's environment has found that the way the moor is managed needs to change radically and urgently. The report, commissioned by the government and chaired by David Fursden, began in June. It was commissioned after Farmers and Natural England, the regulatory body representing DEFRA, clashed over grazing regulations and the environmental health of the moor. The inquiry found that Melonia, or purple moor grass, was outcompeting other vegetation and creating a tussocky, bleached landscape where few animals will graze apart from a short period in late spring and early summer. It therefore found that Dartmoor needs more cattle undertaking conservation grazing to combat the spread of Melonia. However, the report concluded, if this isn't successful, we recognise there will be pressure to remove sheep from affected areas. Another top priority identified by the review was the regeneration of Dartmoor's bogs and peatlands, of which just 1% remain in good condition. Helen Radmore is the Tenant Farmers Association and has farmed on South East Dartmoor for decades. Helen said, for the first time in a long time, it feels like those of us who live and work on Dartmoor have been listened to properly.